Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, I'm really thrilled to kick off this discussion with Michaela Greco, and we are going to discuss about how to transform data into insight. Hi, Michaela. How are you?
Ciao, Greg, and hello to the audience. Very good. Pleasure is mine to be here today. And thanks for the invite. I have been a follower of this podcast for years, so I would say it is highly recommended.
Thank you very much. You are already gaining points if you say that you are a follower of the podcast and you recommend it. Therefore, thank you. You already break my heart. But now it's about you and not about me. And therefore, Michaela, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I have been working in the areas of sales support and customer data, customer service platform implementation for more than 10 years now. I would say never in a purely IT position. I think it's an important aspect to be clarified. So always to make sure that a system is used in the proper way with the correct training to the end users and so on and so forth. For both B2C, but mainly B2B companies in the field of the hygiene and life science. Now I'm a customer experience professional and enthusiastic. So enthusiastic that I had pushed to create the role in my organization for the first time. And the same for the team itself. We call it commercial and customer excellence. How I would define myself, I'm a continuous learner. I'm still a baby in the customer experience space. And this is also, I would say, an invite to the new generations approaching work. Let's find your gurus and say good sources of information to grow and to learn in your space. For example, like I'm doing with this podcast. About myself, I would say outside the professional world, I like doing sports, above all swimming, running, but also traveling and visiting new places with my family. We like doing activities together like bicycling, for example, with our little boy.
Thank you very much for this introduction. The only thing that I need to add, you are saying you are a baby in this field. I'm not so sure. We already had several conferences in Italy, and it was always worthwhile and worthful to discuss with you and getting all these insights. On your professional side, on your professional path, which values drive you?
Yeah, sure. I would say first place of this list for me is always passion. So do what I like. I would say second place, determination in what I do. And for me, it means also study a lot. This, I would say, never-ending journey to learn. Then curiosity. So always ask myself why, the reasons why I'm doing that. And I would add also respect, trying not to judge in the first instance, even though I think sometimes it is so difficult in your mind. But just, let's say, listen to the others speaking. So again, passion, determination, curiosity, and respect. These are, in my opinion, my core values that are driving, I would say, both professionally, but also personally.
Thank you, Michaela. And now I use your words. I am curious to kick off and learn about how to transform data into insights. And while we were discussing before this podcast, you were also speaking about quality, linking data to quality and then to insight. And let's really unpack these three main topics. How would you define quality in the context of customer experience data, and why is it so crucial for finding out meaningful insights?
Yeah, in my opinion, data quality is the foundation of any, and we hope successful, customer data platform and implementation, above all when there are downstream applications that will suffer of poor quality data, because all the systems are integrated. And I found a lot this kind of situations in the companies that I work for. So platforms have input data that are sometimes mandatory. So therefore, a user must add it to save also a record. But that is not always the case. So I thought about, I would say, some characteristics before this conversation to define quality. And in my opinion, so quality, it means to me data that must be accurate, just to give you some adjectives, complete, consistent, and timeliness, also to consider the time aspect. Now, how poor data quality can impact customer experience and the business, and so vice versa, as you said, to derive meaningful insights. I believe that if your data is inaccurate, irrelevant, or also duplicated, you will not be able to generate reliable, actionable reports, dashboards, no matter the kind of visualization you are using, that measure your key performance indicators. And so you can then inform your stakeholders. And this, finally, in my opinion, will cause also a loss in trusting data, but also internally. So among your end users, also decrease adoption of the system itself. And so finally, to the stakeholders themselves, also wrong decisions if you have like false data. And this is about, let's say, the reporting piece. But if we consider also, let's say, the step a bit before, or also the point of view of the customer himself or herself, if your data is, again, inconsistent, incomplete, or outdated, you will not be able to create, for example, meaningful segments of your customers, for example, based on their attributes, their behaviors, their preferences, and so also to offer tailored experiences and execute also your campaign. So it means that in this way, you are really using your data, you are creating a kind of internal intelligence, okay, to then finally return something to the customer.
Thank you, Michela, for this introduction. Let's be real. I know a lot of companies that are saying data quality is extremely important and is getting more and more important, thinking about all this AI solution, generative AI solution. And therefore, companies are saying, let's run a data quality assurance project. We fix all the problems that we have, and then everybody forgets that data quality is important and they continue doing what they did before that. How can you ensure, and the most important thing, how can companies maintain high quality collection and management standards of this data?
Sure. Let's start with a kind of bold statement that is used a lot. Garbage in, garbage out. But this is really true. So my experience over the past years, and I want to give you some examples. For example, let's start when I support the transition from an old customer data system to another one, so a new one. So this is really, I would say, a part of you are implementing a new system. But again, it's not just the system itself. It is also the culture and the mentality. I mean, that is the perfect occasion to clean up the system, so perform all the necessary remediation activities, checks, so to clean it, also to remove, for example, old records, to fix errors, and so on. So this is a a specific situation when it's important to use that as an occasion to clean up and so to perform data quality. But then let's consider the other phase. So after the implementation or in a phase of, let's say, system maturity, people can forget. Start using creativities, so new way to input data. I think you need to put in place a process to perform periodic checks to monitor how they are using the system, to, for example, eventually block errors, correct behaviors. So really, you need to map this process to ensure that you are really totally sure of what your end users are doing. This is exactly what we have in place in our organization, where we have a lot of systems and they are used among also multiple countries in Europe. And they can really admit that even though there are in place procedures, key documents that should teach people how to use the different systems, finally, sometimes they can make errors. It's completely human, or simply do not follow the rules. So this is what we can find. For this reason, so just to reply to your how can companies, we put in place a central team who is responsible to map and monitor the quality of the data. So it's important, the responsibility, but also it's essential to make people accountable to what I mean, not just check and let's say punish the errors, but also really teach, show to people that if you put good quality, you can get out a lot after. So it's really important to show people that what they are doing, the staff that they are entering, finally, you can get out really a lot more. So again, show the reasons why they are doing that and why we are really teaching and focusing on quality and not just quantity. Therefore, to maintain high data collection management standards, what we do, just to give you a kind of list, I would say, again, first of all, having a team, the size depends really on the necessity, of course, of data evangelists. This is how we call us, who is responsible for, first of all, providing training sessions directly to the end users, so with central documents common for everybody, in order to maintain these high standards. Second, monitor the quality after to identify the errors, knowledge gaps, and then fix them. But also, third step, I would say also recognition of the top performers. So to show that it is possible to achieve the quality we would like to achieve. And finally, show why it is important. So with really concrete examples of what you can get out. This is, I think, for me, the best, let's say, list and steps that we are performing. Again, this is really our experience.
I really like what you are sharing because you went through the complete cycle of what a good CX manager is doing, having a clear strategy, why it's important to have the data, understanding the user, but making also for them understandable why it's important to put all the data, putting in place the processes, implementing the processes that are required, measuring with the team that you shared, that it's responsible for data quality, and finally, the cultural piece, how important it is to have good data, but also the example that you shared with the evangelist. But not only this one, but also ensuring that people, employees get enough training. And now let's assume, or in your case, I'm sure that it will work, but let's assume for other companies that they have all these practices in place. How can then start getting from this data, and there are big amounts of data out there, find out insights that really change something, move the needle for customers. I think this is extremely important. And perhaps to also start with these questions, what do we understand with the word insight?
Yep. I think you need to consider a lot of indicators and be able to create correlations between one and another. So just to say that I would not suggest considering only, for example, the comments that you receive explicitly from customers, if we want to really to consider the experience they are having with us. So you can have a lot of implicit, let's say, under the surface insights that you must consider to improve the experience, so in return to the clients. Again, we must use the quantity of data we have and inform the right stakeholders in an organization. A kind of, let's say, map or tick box that I use when I'm presenting the data or the reports are the following. So what I mean, ask always yourself the type of data you're working with, what are you trying to communicate, who is your end users. So just to say that sometimes we need to summarize, present the most relevant metrics, but what to consider and how to represent data. Again, I always stick this kind of list with type, what, and who questions. Okay. This is, again, I believe, different from giving lists with a lot of data and let people find their, let's say, key points. So what I'm trying to say is that the responsibility of those who are sharing insights to ask yourself how to share those and make them accessible. So I would say easy to read and have a quick big picture. Then you can give your audience all the sources, all the lists to come to that. But again, never forget that a lot of times I see that they are not related to the different department of a company. For example, like marketing has its own data and so on and so forth. While at the end, again, we should consider that we have always in front of us the same client that should be unique with its story with us and so on. So again, back to your questions, there are a lot of insights. They are coming from also different departments in the same organization. But I believe one of the most challenge is to create this kind of orchestra without considering its department on its own, so with its own data. But you need to have a kind of cross-functional team. And this is why we decide to create this team in our organization with a lot of data available and a lot of visibility. For sure, it's up to us, our also knowledge, to create relationship between the different data and to create, let's say, a good story for the persons we have in front of us, so our stakeholders, but then in return to the customers.
A quick question that pop up now is, do you have an example that you can share from an organization that was able to do that?
Yep. For example, from my experience, using multiple systems in the same organization is coming from unique identifier of customers. So if you have really a unique identifier, I would not say code for customer A, for example. If you use creative ways to identify, for example, with different names in the different systems, the insights related to its experience with us, including, I don't know, what it buys, how much, kind of relationship, even the complaints, are hard to be related all together. Even worse, they cannot be completely correlated. So as a result, it can be impossible or just a partial picture to have a snapshot of the relationship that customer A is having with us. So our experience is that really, and it was hard initially because with multiple systems and again, different ways to identify a customer, it was hard to really define, okay, but what we need to consider to really consider that customer unique with that specific history and not spread, okay, but a unique history to really have a big picture of it. So again, in an organization like where I'm working now, where our customers can have business with multiple organizations internationally, having such a picture means we can understand better where we need to fix internal issues because, for example, the experience was not so brilliant. And we know it, for example, from surveys or from our sales, from our customer service. And consequently, share this internally. So to avoid the same situations again, because maybe the same experience that we have internally with the customer service in Italy can be exactly the same in France. Okay, but again, the same, for example, Italian customer can have relationship with both the Italian and the French customer service. So for us, it's important really to create this unique image to be perceived also as unique by the customer.
Thank you for this overview, this information. Time is flying. This game is coming to an end, but in the extra time, I still have a few questions for you. Fast forward, in 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
I would say that most probably the tech evolution will continue at a faster pace as we are really experiencing now. But I think, or I would say, I hope that humans and their relationships continue to stay fundamental. So really the human aspect of this tech evolution will continue to stay even stronger, I would say.
Thank you very much. And what's the best way to contact you?
I would say let's find me on LinkedIn. Not sure I'm the only one, but I suppose you can really quite quickly find myself through that. And I'm really quite active there.
And at the most important conferences in Italy, you are there. And it's always worth it to see you in person and to discuss with you.
Thank you.
Michela, we are coming to the last question. Is Michela's golden nugget, it's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience with?
Yep. I would suggest being, let's say, genuinely curious, find and give inspiration in what you do and in general in the different aspects of your life. Find your beliefs and stick to them.
Thank you very much. Michela, please stay with me. Today we discussed about data, quality, insights, and at the end is to create, deliver unique moments for the customer, can be internal or external. To the audience, I hope that you enjoyed the discussion as much as I did. Please feel free to contact me or to contact Michela if you have any questions. Feedback is a gift. Share your feedback with us so that we can always improve. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Definitely. Ciao, Greg.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business. We are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you.